Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
No.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say that a person is a queer?
Mm-hmm.
And someone who makes up his own mind and then you can't argue with him. He won't change his mind. He's going to do things his way. You say that he's...
You're stubborn.
And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. Just any little thing. Just any little thing will get him all upset. You say that he's too...
I don't know.
Do you ever say he's touchless or pesty or...
Well, I'd say he was fretful or uneasy.
You say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so
excited.
But all of a sudden he got really
mad.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you tell them to just
calm down.
And if you've been working very hard, you say you were very...
Tired.
Any other ways of saying that?
Fagged.
And you say, I'm just completely...
Wore out.
And someone goes like that, you say they have a...
Cold. Golf.
Uh-huh. And if someone has a cold and he can't talk right, you say he sounds kind of...
Hoarse.
And someone... went outside in bad weather and came in, was sneezing and coughing. You say, well, he went out in the rain and he...
Catching a cold.
Or he did what? He
got wet.
And then he...
Went sneezing, going to have a cold.
Uh-huh. Or if he already had the cold, you'd say yesterday is when he...
Made your cold worse, I'd say.
Uh-huh. You say he took cold or caught cold or...
Caught cold.
Uh-huh. And if a person had been well and then suddenly hear that they have some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they... What, sick? When was it that they...
Heart trouble?
Uh-huh. You'd say, well, yesterday when I saw her, she was fine. Uh-huh. When was it that she...
Taken ill.
Uh-huh. And if you can't hear anything at all, you say you're...
Deaf.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
Sweat, press hard.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
A boil.
Any other names for that? What about the stuff that comes out?
It's a matter that comes out of him.
Uh-huh. And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes a wound won't heal back right. It gets sort of a skinless growth over it. It's got to be cut out or burned out. You call that... Did you ever get some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh.
Uh-huh.
Proud flesh.
And you have a little cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings that you could put on it.
Iodine.
And a real bitter medicine people used to take.
Quinine.
And if someone was shot and didn't live, you say he...
He was killed.
Yesterday he...
Yesterday he was...
Well, we put him in the hospital and then he...
Died.
Uh-huh. Any nicer ways of saying somebody died?
Passed away.
What about a crude way of saying that?
Well...
Did you ever hear pegged out or kicked the butt?